Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on your Tuesday morning. Guest of the daytime brought to you by Bill Thomas. And we go from here to the farm capital toy, or the farm toy capital of the world. I'll get the words put in the right order. And we welcome Wendy Larson, the toy farmer, on the show with us this morning. Wendy, how are you doing this morning?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being available to us this morning. Tell me a little bit about what is Toy Farmer before we go any further.
Well, Toy Farmer is a magazine that's 45 years old, so we've been around a while, and it is simply the everything about farm toy collecting all in a monthly magazine. We've got about 10,000 subscribers, and we are definitely worldwide.
There you go. Well, and part of that worldwide audience is going to make its way to Dyersville this weekend for the annual National Farm Toy Show. Kind of set the scene for me.
Well, and if you're a farm toy collector, this is the place for you. It is 3 days simply because it takes 3 days to go through the whole show. We've got outdoor sales, which means we've got about 15 vendors out there with 40 by 40 tents outside, and you can shop to your heart content out there. Then we've got vendors in the school, Beckman High School, the basketball gym, the classrooms, the hallways, the lunchroom. And then we move over to the National Farm Toy Show, National Farm Toy Museum, that has got a big giant gym there with vendors in. And then the Commercial Club Park, which is an old-fashioned civic center. We've got vendors in there, too. So it takes a while to get through the whole show.
You won't be able to go anywhere in Dyersville without running into a small tractor, will you?
Nope, that is an understatement. A small tractor and anything you might decide to go with that tractor.
Now, Wendy, do you see folks like kids to adults? Like, what's kind of the general populace for this thing?
Well, it's kids to grandpa. We always say we sell memories. So everybody's collectible is something different. So many people will say, that's my grandpa's tractor. I've got to have one of those. Or I used to drive one of them when I was a kid. Or all we ever did was fix that tractor. I better have one of them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have one that's fixed, right?
Right. They never have to work on again.
There you go.
And then there's always the young kids that, you know, dad has one of these, or grandpa has one of these, or the carpet farmers. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of that going on.
I was one of them. My whole bedroom as a kid was full of Ertl tractors and animals and implements and the buildings and all that stuff to go with it, which leads me to this question, Wendy. Before we kind of get into the nuts and bolts of the weekend, what is the rarest toy or the most sought after item right now in the farm toy world?
Oh, anything vintage and original. There's these coffin. John Deere had a coffin box tractor that was the last year. That was the thing everybody was talking about and looking for. So we'll wait and see what this year's hot item will be.
There you go. Well, there's only one way to do that, and that's go to the show. 4th through the 6th, tell me about what I need to know, how to get there, and when I'm there as well.
All right. The show is this weekend, Friday to Saturday, Sunday. You can buy floor rights, which means you get on the floor earlier. Those we sell at the door of the school and the museum. You get in 2 hours earlier on Friday and an hour earlier on Saturday and Sunday. The general admission hours are Friday from 5 to 8, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 2. In with that, there's also viewing the National Farm Toy Museum itself, which has some really awesome displays right now. Ertl has a 75 years of the Ertl company, so that's really interesting. There's it's a craft show type thing up at the Basilica. We've got a huge auction on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the school. A micro mini pull and a pedal tractor pull. So just about anything you want to do with farm toys, you can get it done.
There you go. And I'm going to ask you if you guys got like a Facebook page or a website people can get onto before we head to town Thursday to get all information and stuff.
Yep. At toyfarmer.com, we've got a tab for the National Farm Toy Show. And also Toy Farmer's Facebook page has all the details and information there as well.
Is there, I got to ask you this real quick for the collectors listening, is there a special 2022 commemorative item or anything you guys are going to have?
Yes, we have our National Farm Toy Show commemorative item, which is a Massey Ferguson 4840 in a 1/32nd and a 1/64th scale that we will be selling at our table in the gym. The good news is they showed up on yesterday, so we will actually have them for the show. So that's always a... Oh, I cross my fingers until I know they get there. But last year they didn't show up, so I'm very happy they're there.
Well, and you mentioned people who would collect items of you know, like tractors in real life they used to fix. I'm going to have to show up and buy a uni system because I want to show my dad what one that actually works looks like. So,
you're not alone.
Wendy, thank you so much for your time. Give us that website one more time before we say goodbye here, okay?
Yep, it's www.toyfarmer.com, and we'll see you at the show.
Yes, Wendy Larson, thank you for the time this morning. Look forward to seeing you this weekend, all right?
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. There we go. There goes Wendy Larson with the Toy Farmer, putting on the big National Farm Toy Show and swapping all that good stuff this weekend.